A Chinese AI startup called Moonshot AI rattled global markets after unveiling its latest model that reportedly rivals the latest offerings from OpenAI and Anthropic at a fraction of the cost. So the announcement came on Friday, and on top of an already fragile backdrop marked by disappointing market reactions to stellar chip earnings, rising oil prices due to the rising Middle East tensions, higher bond yields, and uncertainties regarding the AI valuations. Investors are today increasingly questioning whether the lofty valuations across the US AI ecosystem can withstand growing competition from lower-cost Chinese models, and whether it's a good idea to start packing and move towards China. So welcome to Swiss Code's Daily Market Talk. I'm İpek Özkardeşkaya. It's Monday, 20th of July. We will talk about the great repricing of AI and more. But before we do, and as always, please keep in mind that opinions are my own and this is not financial advice.
This show is brought to you by SwissQuote.
It was a real irony on Friday while SpaceX failed to launch its latest rocket after multiple engine failures late last week. China's Moonshot AI pulled off a moonshot of its own. The startup on Friday unveiled its latest AI model called Kimi K3 model, which is an open source AI model. And, well, it actually shook the US markets because, one, Kimi K3 beat Anthropic's Fable 5 and OpenAI's GPT-5.6 Sol models in front-end coding tests by AI evaluator Arena. And two, the model performed better than Anthropic's Opus 4.8, which was the flagship model before Fable 5, while costing around 40% less. Moonshot is reportedly looking to release this open-weight model on July 27th, yes, in 7 days, and is also preparing for an IPO in the coming months in Hong Kong. Now, why does it matter for the global financial markets? Well, it matters a lot because the US stock markets especially have been carried higher by a handful of technology stocks. Their massive AI investment plans around two main startups that are OpenAI and Anthropic. And these investments have been echoing positively across chip makers, cloud and data center providers, and broader supply chain, including energy, raw materials, constructors, construction firms, and also banks. Yes, banks are also helping to put together all this financing. The financing of billions of US dollars worth of capital pouring into the industry. Remember, the world's biggest technology companies have made tens of billion dollars worth of deals with either OpenAI or Anthropic under the form of direct investment or strategic partnerships in exchange for multi-year contracts. I was referring to either buying chips or buying computing power from these companies. So it is a big deal. And both OpenAI and Anthropic became trillion-dollar startups or almost. They are planning to go public in the coming months in the US, unless, of course, a market turmoil delays these plans. And while the huge valuations for these startups is based on the assumption that the money will flow from outside the current technology buddy circle into this circle. The problem is, it is said that the Chinese AI models could cost up to 100 times less than OpenAI and Anthropic, and many businesses do not necessarily need the most advanced AI models to run their day-to-day businesses. Take Uber, for example, that recently announced to limit the token usage among its employees because it became just too costly to use them. Well, this company, this business could very well run on a model that is not necessarily the best in discovering new medicines. I mean, you see what I mean, right? And of course, the fact that these cheaper Chinese models are open source make them easier to adopt. Then the rest is textbook economics, basically. Lower demand for US models should oblige US model providers to lower their own prices to become more competitive, and lower prices would compress the revenue expectations for these companies, making today's eye-watering valuations near or at $1 trillion for both OpenAI and Anthropic increasingly difficult to justify. And while the mismatch is already striking, right? I mean, OpenAI was generating roughly $25 billion worth of revenue in annualized terms against $850 billion worth of valuation, while Anthropic is on track for around $47 billion in annualized revenue, despite being valued at nearly $1 trillion. US dollars. That means investors are paying roughly 34 times revenue for OpenAI and around 21 times revenue for Anthropic, multiples that leave very, very little room indeed for pricing pressure or competitive disruption for these companies. And again, coming back to the circle, because these two companies are at the epicenter of the US AI circle, any revaluation, any adjustment to the valuation to the downside could send shockwaves through chipmakers, data center and cloud providers, and to the broader supply chain, including constructors of these data centers, and eventually the banks too, that, by the way, printed record results last quarter, remember, thanks to a stock and bond issuance that partly finances the AI economy. So yes, the moonshot, AI's moonshot, came at a bad timing. Earlier last week, remember, TSMC announced a 77% profit growth, but the stock closed the session following the earnings announcement more than 7% down. And that was really, really bad indication on how investors will be feeling regarding the rest of the earnings season. VanEck Semiconductor ETF on Friday fell more than 2% below its 50-day moving average. SK Hynix is down this morning in Korea by another 2% at the time I'm talking here, somehow trying to recover its earlier losses, while the Korean Kospi Index starts the week with a 4% sell-off. It was closed last Friday, remember, and making a painful catch-up this Monday. And on the flip side of this trade, Alibaba rallies more than 5% this Monday in Hong Kong after launching a preview of its own Qwen model, which is reportedly comparable to leading AI models of the US and second only to Anthropic's Fable 5, according to Bloomberg. Brother Hang Seng Index is up by more than 2% this morning, with chipmakers and technology names leading the gains. Elsewhere, Nasdaq futures look calmer this morning. They're even slightly higher at the time I'm talking here into the weekly opening bell, while the broader macroeconomic setup is still deteriorating by the day. US crude, for example, opened the week near $85 per barrel level, while Brent crude is trading near the $90 per barrel level this morning on news that Iranian strikes targeted Kuwaiti energy infrastructure and desalination plants over the weekend. But not only, because the Ukrainian attacks on Russian energy infrastructure is also tightening supply since months. Now, the data is scarce and Russia is quite opaque in terms of data, but the IEA recently reported that since August 2025, at least 100 strikes hit Russian refineries, with the pace of attacks increasing in recent months. In June alone, they said at least 10 strikes on refineries were reported, and almost every large refinery in the western part of Russia has been hit by the Ukrainian drones, obliging Russia to restrict, to curb the energy exports to make sure that they've got enough energy at home. So rising energy prices due to all these geopolitical tensions in Russia, Ukraine, in the Middle East, pressure global yields higher. The US 2-year yield starts the week with a notable positive pressure as higher oil prices make last week's softening inflation data in the US quickly obsolete. Interestingly though, in the FX markets, the US dollar remains muted against most majors, with upside risk prevailing, however, into another geopolitically tense week, while gold sits on the uncomfortable $4,000 per ounce support right now. The week will bring a number of economic data and technology earnings under the spotlight, and the volatility will certainly remain high due to all the new pieces that will come to this puzzle, and we could eventually see a further market pullback in the US and European markets, basically on the back of rising geopolitical tensions, rising oil prices, rising inflation expectations, and also potentially unsatisfactory earnings from some technology companies if, of course, investors keep their focus on AI spending rather than the earnings growth. So the question is whether fresh Middle East tensions could ramp up the renewed interest in China's ecosystem, provided that the lower value Chinese technology names are not only catching up the US peers in terms of performance and also beating them in terms of pricing, but also because China has proved very resilient to the latest Iranian-led energy shock and could be a place to hide from the geopolitical and technology jitters of the West. Time will tell. So I will leave it here with this question and let you tell me in the comments below whether you would be comfortable going back to the Chinese equities or going into Chinese equities if you haven't done so in the past. I'm Ipeka Skardeshkaya, and thank you for joining me, and thank you for all your beautiful and supportive comments on these videos. I hope this episode of Market Talk has also been helpful and it has been insightful to you. So please do not hesitate to leave your comments, your reactions, and your questions below, as usual. Follow us on Instagram, on X, on LinkedIn, but also on WhatsApp, Threads, Telegram, and Blue Sky for regular market updates. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for daily market comments. And please, please don't forget to hit the like button on these videos to let us know that you enjoy them. So I will meet you again tomorrow. And until then, good day trading.
Trading and investing carry risks, including capital loss. CFDs and digital assets are volatile and not suitable for everyone. SwissQuote assumes no responsibility for accuracy or losses from its use. Products and services are offered only where legally permitted.